Hey, ACL firefighters, this is Jen Pennington, your host here at Listen Up L27, wishing all of you the very best this holiday season. I know some of you will still be working, and for that, we thank you for your dedication. I know that's not easy during the holidays. But with the holidays coming up, we're going to be taking a quick break in December from our podcast as we ramp up on some of the topics for the new year. Before we do, a couple of quick announcements. Some of you may know that Dr. Beth Murphy, Station 2's clinical psychologist, had recently taken a personal break. So the good news is Beth is back. Dr. Murphy is starting to see people again virtually, so not in person, but on a limited basis. And she's opening up her schedule again, so make sure you schedule an appointment with her. She'd love to talk to you. And before we get into today's segment, a quick note to say we'd love your input. On the website, on this episode's page, we have a quick form, and we'd love to hear from you about the topics you'd like to see covered. So drop us a note and let us know how we're doing or what you want to hear. All right, that sort of takes care of the business part. Let's get into it. Today, I wanted to do something a little different. We're getting into the holidays, and as I know, we talk a lot about some pretty serious health topics here. I thought perhaps a little inspiration was in order. I wanted to tell you about an interesting new series I just finished watching, and I thought it might resonate with some of you. If you haven't seen it yet, there's a new National Geographic series on Disney called Limitless with Chris Hemsworth, aka Thor, from the Marvel Comics universe. But in this series, he's really passionate about the link between science and fitness and how to live better longer. The reason I'm recommending this is because in some of our previous episodes, where we've spoken with Dr. Marcy Hamrick and Dr. Beth Murphy and physician assistant Laura Wenzich, there are also so many things that they have recommended that mirror what you see other experts and doctors advising Chris Hemsworth about. I thought the parallels were kind of striking. And it's not just some male macho extreme sports kind of stuff here. I mean, there are a number of women they interview throughout the series who are incredible, mindful athletes. The ones that stuck with me were a high wire rope walker and two free divers. One of them was in Norway and the other in Australia, and their journeys are just riveting. So, you know, the series itself is really about how to live better longer, and if we can stop the diseases of old age before they take hold. There are 6 episodes, and each features a particularly hard and grueling challenge. The first 4 episodes deal with stress, shock, fasting, and strength. During the first episode, called Stress Proof, psychologist Modupe Akinola challenges him to stay calm during this terrifying crane walk that's off a skyscraper. It's ridiculous. The goal was to have him focus and manage his breathing and stress. She trains him in both the physical and psychological techniques to control stress and by combating the risk it poses to long-term health. A lot of the techniques they point to might probably sound familiar to you as firefighters. Also, you get to see Chris put to the test with a group of Australian firefighters during some training exercises. I mean, at the very least, you'll probably get a kick out of that. But, you know, his experience with the Aussie firefighters also resonated with me personally because a few years ago, I was invited to do the same thing out in Richland, Washington as a sort of walk in your firefighter boots for a day program. During a few of the exercises, my adrenaline and heart rate was going like a mile a minute. I will say that that experience did change my life in very positive ways. And this is also what he talks about. The second episode is about shock and extreme cold conditions. I think they're up in Norway near the Arctic, and it will have you curled up in a warm blanket, just wincing. You know, experts say that even turning the last 30 seconds of your shower to cold is good for you. But this episode is cold therapy to the extreme. It's really about how do you trigger your own body's defenses against the diseases of old age by sort of shocking it. I've always wanted to do the polar bear plunge in Puget Sound up here on Whidbey, but after watching this, I might just do it. What do you think? The third episode is about fasting. And it's interesting because there's a series, they do a really good job. They have these series of animations that help tell the story of what's happening in your body when you fast. Personally, I can only do it for about 18 hours when I try and do it intermittently. But if you can get over the initial distress of not eating, it can potentially kickstart the body in a new way. And they talk about how it can sharpen one's mental focus. He's guided through by Dr. Peter Attia, a Stanford/Johns Hopkins NIH-trained physician who focuses on the applied science of longevity. He's really about the extension of human life and well-being. So Dr. Attia also does the challenge with Chris. Then there's the strength episode. I mean, Hemsworth is a pretty fit, muscly guy, but the change in his exercise routines teaches him to use different sets of muscles that will help him as he grows older. He teams up with extreme sports athlete Ross Edgley as he trains for this grueling, like 100-foot rope climb challenge. You would think this would be a no-brainer for him, but it turns out it's quite the challenge for him. Side note, Ross Edgley is the first person in history to swim 1,780 miles all the way around Great Britain in 157 days. Well, that's just bananas to think about. As part of this, you know, part of what was nice about this series are the great stories that are woven into each episode about real people who are preparing for extreme feats of stress, both mentally and physically, and how it relates to their cultures even. So in some cases, you'll be gripping your seat, and in the others, you're just kind of fascinated by how they're showing these different cultures and what people do. So the last two episodes are about memory and acceptance, and I'm not going to give away anything here, but they really are about being mentally aware with deep introspection. They are emotional episodes, and they force Chris Hemsworth to confront aging and acceptance of your own mortality. And they're meant to feel very different from the physical nature of the first four episodes. So all in all, I found this series really great. I loved the graphical, visual, explanatory animations they did of what happens inside your body. It's very compelling. They're beautiful and they're easy to understand. It's a good series. I'm also going to provide links to the trailer and the websites of the doctors featured on the episodes if you want to research some things on your own. I think it's worth going in and digging a little deeper with some of the tips these people bring to light. I found it just very educational. So that's my watching recommendation this holiday season, something a little different from the usual holiday stories. And, you know, thinking about it, it's, you know, maybe, just maybe finding a way to live longer and better is the best gift one can give this holiday season. So with that, we'll see you on the flip side in 2023. Be safe, be well, and thanks for listening. Listen Up L27 is brought to you by Seattle Firefighters Healthcare Trust and Local 27. I'm your host, Jen Pennington, and until next time, stay safe and stay healthy.